You're tuned in Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. with the Harvest Group Institute. It's never too late to redirect your financial plan. Get the help and advice you need right here every Saturday morning at 10 on Praise 107.9.
What's up, Jacksonville? How are you guys today? I am Joseph Talbert Jr. With Harvest Group Institute here at Praise 107.9. We're having a good time. I'm excited about being here. As usual, we have been talking about money, and I think that money is a good topic. Real quick, it's brought to you by Harvest Group Institute. You can go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. We are a Bible-based training company teaching people how to have and enjoy life. Too many people have life, but they don't enjoy it. And also, our comedy club, which is the Uptown Experience, the only clean comedy club in Jacksonville. You can reach us at our office at 904-533-6154. That's 904-533-6154. Give us a call here at the studio. Right quick, give you that number, 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. I want to hear from you. We love your opinions, your questions. And real quick, before we get started, I want to say thank you to everyone that listens. I am hearing more and more good reports, and I appreciate you guys' support. I appreciate the opportunity to work with some of your families. So again, thank you very, very much. So remember, we've been talking about generational wealth and riches. These are the five places for people who may not listen before. This is your first time. The five places you can be from a biblical perspective in finances. You can be in the generational wealth and riches place. It is your job to create something special for your grandchildren. The Bible says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And I know when I was young, I always was told I'm supposed to leave an inheritance for my kids and their kids. The truth is, I'm not supposed to leave an inheritance for my kids. My mom and dad was supposed to leave an inheritance for my kids, because my children's children is my grandson. We got a caller real quick. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Oh, my goodness. I wasn't trying to call you all. I was just having a question about the number that you just said. You said it so fast.
Okay, which one? The number for the office?
The Uptown Experience.
Yes, it's a clean comedy club.
Yes, the number, that's all I was calling
for. Okay, 904-533-6154.
Thank you.
No worries. Have an awesome day.
Thank you, you too.
Yep. Okay, guys, so yeah, generational wealth and riches. A good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. So my children's children are my grandchildren. And my parents were supposed to leave an inheritance for their children's children, which would have been my children. And the idea of this is God is so, so smart that he realized that, you know, money sitting on low cook for two generations would be phenomenal. You don't even have to have a whole lot of money. So if my son, who's 14 years old, my other son is 20 years old, I'm like, guys, you need to be saving money for your grandchildren. So imagine your kid gets their first job at 14. They start saving $10 a month in an investment account. And then they become an adult and get, let's say they get married at 30. So already their money's been sitting from 15 to 30. Making interest. They get married at 30, and then they have kids by the time they're 40. So that's another 5 years, and that kid has to grow up. So that's 18 to 25 years of them growing up and getting married. And then that kid has a kid. So you got money sitting for 55 years or so. Imagine what kind of interest you got compound interest relatively every 7 years, money doubling. Imagine what could happen if you could get that revelation at a young age. Then when your grandchild becomes 19 or 20 or 21 or 25 or whatever you set in your trust, and they now get that money, trust fund babies or whatnot. God had a great idea. Your children's children, let the money sit for two whole generations, you could do some powerful stuff. So generational wealth and riches. Another place is wealth and riches. Wealth and riches. Riches can be kind of measured by stuff or numbers, money. Wealth is numbered by or counted by how much time do you own? How much time do you own? If you were to lose your job today, how long could you live? You know, you got to have some kind of wealth built up when it's time to retire. That's the idea. So you turn 60, 65, or whatever year you want to retire. The question is, how long can you live your current lifestyle without having an income? That's what wealth is. And it's unfortunate. A lot of people say, I retired on Monday. I had to get a job on Tuesday. You know, they can live a literally 24 hours their current lifestyle. And that's why, you know, people retire, and some people do a great job. Don't get me wrong. They, you know, you've saved your money. You got a 401k. You got 30, 40, 50 grand put away. But guess what? You're 60 and you may live to be 90. You may live to be 100. What are you going to do? Because, and I watch old people, they start off living the current lifestyle. Then they have to downsize. Then they have to go from the house to an apartment. They didn't have to downsize the vehicle. Then they may have to move in with the kids. And I watch their life slowly decline as their money runs out because they don't have any wealth beyond about 10 years. And so that's what wealth is. So wealth and riches. So generational wealth and riches, wealth and riches. And then we have abundance. The Bible talks about abundance or extra. How much of your money when you get it doesn't have to go anywhere. After your bills are paid, what's left over? What's extra? This is the interesting part about extra. If you don't understand the abundance part, you'll never reach the wealth and riches and generational wealth and riches part. Because a lot of people tell me, Joseph, I just can't save no money. I can't invest no money because I have none extra. Well, I tell people like this, and I don't want to be offensive, but it is what it is. If God talks about he's giving you abundance, he's giving you extra, the question is, why do you keep eating away at your extra? So you make, you know, $50,000 a year, you get a raise, and now you're making $55,000 a year. Instead of taking that $5,000 a year that you're getting and investing it somewhere, you go buy a bigger house, you go buy a new car, you go buy, you know, some new furniture. And now where you had extra, you just ate away at your extra and you're back at not at just enough, which is the next place. Enough or sufficiency. God talks about us having enough or he supplies, you know, our sufficiency. We're good to go. And if you want to go from having just enough, and I've been there, I got just enough to pay the bills, just enough to eat, ain't nothing left over. And then somehow God blesses you. You get a raise, you get a new account, you get a new client, something of that nature. And if you're not careful with the extra you have because you're trying to reward yourself for the backlog of sacrifice, you eat away at your enough, and I mean at your extra, and now you're back down to just enough. You don't want to do that. And then having not enough. I've been there. We've all been there. I just don't have enough. I don't even know how the bills are being paid. I need a miracle to get these bills paid every month. There's more. You know, I got more bills than I got coming in. There ain't no way we should be living. But somehow God is doing it. And if you are at the place of not enough, that's okay. It's okay. However, it's not so where you're supposed to stay. And it's not so where you're supposed to wear a badge of honor that God made a miracle for you to eat every month. And so this place of not enough, we live in this place of not enough. And it's like this, you know what? I'm going to be content right now. The Lord is blessing me. The neighbor brought some food over the other day. Thank God for it. We got kicked out of the house and my friend let us live in her spare bedroom. Thank God for it. Somehow God will continually supply your needs when you don't have enough. And you got to have that miracle. But I'm telling you, let this time in your life, if you're living in a not enough place, let it be a time where you're learning to build your faith. Let it be a time where you're learning to be content with what you have. Let it be a time where you're learning to manage what you're getting so you can go from not enough to having enough and go from having enough to having extra, something left over. And I'll take what's left over and start to create your wealth and your riches. And then you can go ahead and create generational wealth and riches. So anyways, those are the five places we can be from a biblical perspective financially. And again, don't forget, give us a call here in the studio, 904-296-2251. That's 904-296-2251. We want to hear from you. We want to have your questions. Ask a question, man. Don't don't get to a place where you're afraid to say, I don't know. The only reason I learned about money is because I was unafraid to say, I'm tired of being broke. I don't know what I'm doing. I don't have nothing saved. You know, think about it from this perspective. A lot of people have been working since they were 15 or 20 years old, and now you're 50. If you've been working for 35 or 40 years and you don't have $1,000 in the bank, that's a problem. I got my first job, I think, at 16, and 16, 26, 36, 20 years went by, and I didn't have an extra $1,000. It's like, Joseph, how have you been working 20 years and you don't have an extra $1,000? That's when I had to say to myself, okay, I don't know what I'm doing. And I had to ask a question. So give us a call and ask a question. Don't be afraid. 904-296-2251. And for those of you who might be a little shy, you can call us at the office line, 904-533-6154. So anyways, I want to talk about, we talked about those five places. We spent a lot of time on those, explaining them. But I want to talk about the mindset now. And I'm going to read a Bible verse to you. I want to read this one in Ecclesiastes first. And it says in King James, Ecclesiastes 5:19, every man also to whom God has given riches and wealth. Who gave the riches and wealth? God did. And so I don't know why Christians are so afraid to realize that God is not against riches and wealth. He is not against it. To every man, God has given riches and wealth and has given him power to eat thereof and to take his portion and rejoice in his labor. That is his gift of God. Let me read that same passage of scripture. I'm going to read that in the Amplified Bible. And it says this, also every man whom God has given riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them. So I know men and women who have riches and possessions, but for some reason they're not enjoying them. You know why they don't enjoy them? Because it's God that gives you power to enjoy them. So not only did God give you the riches and possessions, this is what blows me away about Christian people who are afraid of money. God gave you the riches and possessions, and then God gave you the power to enjoy them. So those riches and possessions are not disconnected from your love for God. So to every man, God has given riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them. And to accept his appointed lot. What is his appointed lot? To rejoice in his toil or to rejoice in the work of his hands. This is the gift of God. So the gift of God is riches and possessions and the power to enjoy them through the work of your hands, through your own toil. You should be enjoying your work. That work should be affording you the opportunity to create riches and possessions. And through God, you're able to enjoy them. So don't be afraid of that. And then I'm going to read Joshua 1:8 in the King James. The book of this law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and thou that thou mayest observe to do all according to what is written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous. Then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. What kind of success? Good success. And the only way to have good success is to really realize that it is meditating in the Word of God that gives you the power to have that good success. And the funny part about it, the Amplified Bible says it where, you're making wise decisions or you're doing things wisely and you're able to have good success. And this is the question I have for you. Are you dealing with your money wisely? And I know very few Christian people that spend any time studying finances. You know, they study about being a good husband. They study about being a good wife. They study how to be a great parent. They study how to be a good employee, how to be a good boss. They study how to pray and how to forgive. And they just ignore the fact that you're supposed to be a good steward over your finances. I don't understand this, that we just ignore that you got to be a good steward over your finances. You need money to eat with. You got to pay your bills with money. The Bible says be a blessing to the poor. So you need money to do that. So how are we studying every other aspect of our Christianity and our relationship with God, but we are afraid to study finances? It's mind blowing to me. We know we have no idea how money really works. We have no idea how finances, how they flow. Currency, it's currency. It comes in and it goes out. It flows. People say, oh my God, we're in a recession. And I understand that and I get it from an economic perspective, but money just doesn't vanish. It money flows. That's why it's called cash flow. Think about it. So if money is not in one city, the question I have for you is, where did it go? It didn't disappear. It flowed from one place to the other. So I didn't panic when we were in the recession. I started one of my companies in the recession. I said to myself, okay, Joe, don't go crazy. Money doesn't just disappear, doesn't just vanish. So if money flows, because I understand that money flows. So my question is, if it's not here in Jacksonville or if it's not here in the real estate industry, where did the money go? You see what I'm saying? And if it's not in the pockets of the men who used to have it, where are the men who have it now? Because money doesn't just disappear. It flows. Get this, guys. And so I just went out and found the people who had it. I said, okay, where did it go? And I followed the money. How the police say, you want to find a criminal? Follow the money. And so I just followed where the money went. I started one of my companies during the recession because I understand a lot of how money works. You know, even the word consumer. I'm a consumer. Consumer means customer. It does not mean customer. Consumer means consume. And this world is always creating something to consume your money. What are you consuming your money on? I went in my bank account one day a little while ago, and I realized all of my lines in my bank account, I know it was paying my light bill, my car note, it was paying for different things I was doing, the food, the clothes. And I realized real quick, I said, all I'm doing is consuming. I don't have any lines where I'm sending money. You know, like I said, in Ecclesiastes, it says your portion. Think about the word portion. Are you eating more than your fair share? Your portion of money is only your portion, but there's a portion of your money that goes to God. There's a portion of your money that's supposed to go to your grandchildren. There's a portion of your money that's supposed to go to your community. There's a portion of your money that the Bible says that goes back to your parents. It talks about to requite them or take care of them. So are you consuming all of the money, or are you consuming it all, or are you making sure that everybody gets their portion? And that's the problem, man. We don't understand finances. We don't understand money at all. And so we only have one option. And that option is trade time for dollars. And I'm not knocking trading time for dollars. It's where I started. You know, $8 an hour, $9 an hour, $10 an hour. I'm trading time for money. That was the only option my parents gave me. That was the only option school gave me. I didn't know any better that I could do more than just trade time for money. I didn't know. But I know now, and this is my question to you. If you're not studying finances, how do you know what your options are? How do you know? The Bible gives you options on how to deal with your money. And it's so funny, you know, you guys know the verse. And real quick, give us a call, 904-296-2251. If you got any questions or comments or concerns, 904-296-2251. Or call us at our office, 904-533-6154. But I want to share this real quick. Again, I talked about it last week, I believe. You know the verse where it says that he gave one 5 talents, he gave one 2 talents, and he gave one talent. It says he gave them those talents according to their several ability. So what that tells me, he already knew what they were capable of. He already knew what they studied and what they were ready to do. What if he had gave them 1 5 and came back and he didn't produce anything? No, he knew better. He gave them the talents or the money according to their several ability. So let's stop there. We get upset, but God ain't giving me no more money. He's giving you money according to your several ability. He knows what you're capable of. Are you putting time in? You know how many people tell me they want to make 6 figures, but they don't. I say, well, how many finance seminars are you going to? How many books about money are you going to? How many tax seminars have you gone to? Do you understand how money really works? What are you doing? No. Well, how do you think you're going to make 6 figures? Well, I'm hoping God. You hoping God? That's insane to me. He said he gave them the money according to their several ability. Go read it yourself. He gave them the money according to their several ability. And when he came back, the man who had 5 more. The man who had 2 had produced 2 more. And they made money with their money. So they used their money to make more money. And the man with 2 used his money to make more money. But when he got to the man with 1, he said, hey, show me what you did. He said, I didn't do nothing. I was afraid. And how many Christians are afraid to learn about money? How many of you guys are afraid to invest your money? You're afraid to have other options other than trading dollars and time. He says, I was afraid because I knew you were hard and austere man. I was afraid that you would come back and I would have nothing to show you or nothing that I have produced. So I put the money in the ground because I was afraid to lose it. And that right there, let's stop right there, because he called that man wicked. And that's the interesting thing to me. The man called himself playing it safe, and he got called wicked. So look at you. You're playing it safe. I'm scared. I'm scared to invest my money because I'm scared to lose it. I'm scared to buy assets because I'm scared to lose it. But you're not scared to buy liabilities. How many things have you bought with your money that's taking your money from you? And how many things do you buy with your money that makes you more money? You're buying liabilities. So don't tell me you're afraid to lose your money. That's why the Bible called that guy wicked, because he was deceived, if you will, because you think you're afraid to lose your money. You're scared to make financial decisions that are wise and positive, because I don't want to lose it. It's a gamble. It's investing. What if I lose? What if I try to buy a business and it fails? What if I buy something that was supposed to appreciate and it doesn't? But what about every time you spend money on cable and the movie theater and Burger King? You're spending money and losing it. You're not afraid to do that. You know, your job. You got more faith in your job than you do in God and his wisdom in your ability to invest your money properly. And what if your job fails you? Well, it won't fail me. There's no such thing as a guaranteed job. All jobs can eventually fail. They downsize, they close, they fire people. It happens. If you don't understand money, you're putting all your power, all the power in somebody else. And so anyways, back to what I was saying. He said that, hey, you're a wicked man. You hid your money. He said you could have at least put it in the bank or put it somewhere where it could have earned me interest. And so God is all about you taking what he's given you and producing more fruit with it. He's all about you taking your money and investing it and making more money with it. Look at, you know, go home today and sit down with your finances. Sit down with them. Look at your finances. You should be looking at your finances every day. The same way you have a relationship with your wife and your kids, you should have a relationship with your finances. Sit down with them. Look at your bills. Look at what's coming in. Learn more and learn more and learn more. Get to know your money. Get to know the way your cash flows. Get to know the currency of your money, how it comes in, how it goes out, what it's giving power to, what it's taking power from. You need to know your money. But sit down with it and say, how many liabilities do I have? How many assets do I own? And an asset is something that makes you money. And a liability is something that takes your money. I'm going to say it again. An asset is something that makes you money, and a liability is something that costs you money. How many things have you purchased with your money from your job that has made you money, and how often do you spend your money on things that take your money? And you got to look at it from that perspective. You got to look. I was studying just the other day some financial stuff, and it was a gentleman. He had a job working at a copy company, but he was taking the money he was earning. He was working his tail off overtime. He was getting it in, but not so he could buy a bunch of stuff. He was working his tail off to make extra money so he could have money to invest. And so he built up his investment portfolio from his job with the extra money he was making from his job. And so it made him work harder at his job because he knew he had to go in there and earn that money so he could make good, wise decisions with his money for extra. So anyways, man, I'm not trying to fuss, and I know I talk fast and probably sound mean a little bit sometimes, but I'm not trying to be that way. I'm just passionate about people changing their financial outcome, man, because you can definitely change it. And it's not about how much money you're making. It's about what kind of decisions you're making with the money that you have. So listen to me carefully. It's not about how much money you're making. It's about how much money. It's about the decisions you're making with the money that you have. And so I don't care if it's $10 a month. Start putting some money away. You know, and it's so funny. Right now, again, I'll stop real quick. HarvestGroupInstitute.com. You can reach us on HarvestGroupInstitute.com is the website. And you can also go to our phone number, 904-533-6154. Give us a call here at the office. I mean, at the station, if you got a question, 904-296-2251. There's a young lady that we have that we're working with right now that we're going to actually have on the show in January. We're doing a money makeover for her. And give us a call at our office. We're looking for two other people that we can specifically work with, your family, and change the nature of what's going on in your household financially. So give us a call at 904-533-6154 if you want to be in the runnings to be chosen for that. But whoever we choose, we're going to get their money right, and then we're going to have them on the show to talk about the emotional part, the part that required them to change how they thought, the part that required them to change their habits, the part that required them to look at the things that they learned from their parents and they learned from society about money, and how easy or hard it was for them to make the appropriate adjustments inside of who they are. So that's going to be really fun and exciting. So if you want to be considered for that, 904-533-6154, looking for two more people to do this with. And so it's been really cool. And again, I want to say before we get out of here, thank you to all of the people that we've had an opportunity to work with, that we've had an opportunity to bless. It's been really fun to watch people get excited about their finances. It's been really excited, really fun to watch people change their destiny. And it's not about And I'll say this real quick. The love of money is the root of all evil. That is correct. You don't have to love money to realize you need to learn about it. You need to know about it. You need to master it so it doesn't run you. Because money's going to run you, or you're going to run it. The Bible says money will grow wings and fly away. The Bible says money will lie to you. So money has the ability to trick you and deceive you. So it's going to control you, or you are going to control it. And just because you don't have a lot of money, don't think you don't love it. Remember the guy with one talent. It called him wicked because he was afraid to lose it. And most people who don't have money are afraid to lose their money, which means that, and the fact that they don't spend money in a wise way, that's an indicator of love of money, because we haven't submitted our money to God. Because if we submitted our money to God, we would know to invest. We would know to refrain from spending. We would not have a poverty mindset. We would not have a lack mindset. We got a call, and I'll say this, for if you're listening and we haven't called you back yet, please, please, please don't be mad. We get a lot of calls, and we have to sift through those calls, and we will get to you. I promise. Just give us a moment. We're about a week and a half behind. Shoot. Call us at our office if you want to help volunteer to be a blessing to people. 904-533-6154, because we could use a hand. So anyways, I appreciate it. Your time and attention. As usual, we love you. Go to our website, harvestgroupinstitute.com. Don't forget the number is 904-533-6154. Other than that, you have an amazing day. God bless you. Drive fast and take chances.
This has been Financing Your Future with Joseph Talbert Jr. here every Saturday morning at 10 with financial tips for you and your family, and all based on biblical principles. Contact Joseph for more information at 554-0946, 554-0946, and join him every Saturday morning right here on Praise 107.9.